Derby, stop cuts to domestic violence services, and save women's lives. Annette Oliver, Derby Women's Centre service user and fundraiser and Unite the Union rep. This year Derby Women's Centre enters its 40th year, after being set up by a group of women in 1978. Sadly, it may be its last, as it is likely to close at the end of March, unless Derby Council reverses its decision, and agrees to fund this vital service. Derby Women's Centre provides a range of activities, and help to women who are suffering from the effects of domestic violence, offering advice on matters such as legal services, benefits, debt advice and employment and volunteering opportunities. They also help restore self-confidence, and empower women to take their lives back with a counseling service, coffee mornings, alternative therapies, drama, and music workshops, relaxation and confidence-building courses. Their funding ran out at the end of May, and by August they were unable to pay staff, building insurance or their phone bill. This meant that vulnerable women of Derby and the surrounding area were without the support and help that they need to escape a violent partner. The leader of Derby Council was visited by service users of the centre and members of Derby Socialist Party. Although he admitted that the council had millions of pounds in reserves, he said that they were keeping the money for a rainy day, and reiterated that the centre would have to continue to self-fund. Through the immense generosity of people, unions, businesses, and organisations, the centre fought off closure with donations. The BBC News exposure, since autumn, has highlighted the battle the centre has faced and raised awareness of their plight. This is a vital service. Current statistics show that more than 2 women a week are killed by current or ex-partners, and figures are sadly on the increase. Currently, 1 in 4 women in the UK will experience domestic violence sometime in their lives. All research indicates that in an economic recession, domestic violence and abuse increases, but meanwhile the cuts are adversely affecting women's support services and refuges. Derby Council sends out a miserable Happy New Year message to women affected by domestic violence, as the centre that has helped so many women over the years comes to a close unless funding is secured. Stop the cuts, austerity, save women's lives.